There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Search for some missing 14-year-olds, missing since Friday, who went out fishing. They found their capsized boat. As far as ISIS is concerned, there now is the so-called safe zone. The U.S. and Turkey negotiated the safe zone against ISIS. Turkey going after the Kurds. It's getting even more confusing and interesting. True crime author Ann Rule, who once sat near serial killer Ted Bundy, dead at the age of 83. I can't tell you the countless works of Ann Rule that I read. Fascinating writer, and knew what she was talking about because she at one time was a police officer in Seattle, Washington. In the meantime, Huckabee at the center of controversy, and some are coming to his defense and some are trying to crucify him for some remarks that he made centering around the deal with Iran. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and we've just scratched the surface. Plus, we're going to have a conversation with another fantastic writer, a guy I really like, somebody else that I read a couple of his works, Alan Winter. And he wrote a book called Island Bluffs. Before we get there, we got some people that are ready to weigh in already. Remember, you can throw in your two cents at any time during the show, even as we get things rolling. 855-266-5283 or 855-266-KATE. Let's go out to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas, how are you?
Hey, Kate. You know, Huckabee is starting to sound a little bit like Trump, isn't he? He's starting to fight out there. Reminded me of a cartoon I saw, and it's this Jewish religious guy, and he said, "You know, I think the day Obama dies, it will fall on a Jewish holiday, because any day that Obama dies will be a Jewish holiday."
Yeah, given the relationship with Netanyahu, yeah, come on, yeah.
Come on, I mean, you know, these guys are saying death to America, death to the Jews, and we make a treaty with them. It's unbelievable. You know, you couldn't even put that in a fiction book because no one would believe it. And, you know, Trump, I mean, a month ago, nah, he's just doing that for TV ratings. You know, everybody was saying that. Every expert was saying that. And now... Yeah. He is either catching, depends on what polls you want to look at, he's either catching up or has caught up or is in the lead. I mean, he is the one who is climbing, and everybody else is either looking over their shoulder or looking up at him. And
that's why you circle August 6th on your calendar, because he's going to be on the stage with Manny Moe and Jack and Jeb Bush, and they're going to be talking about the issues. Let's see what happens when they stir the pot on the stage. I can't wait for that, really, honestly.
Right, right. You know, right now he is throwing one-liners out, and he really doesn't have to listen to what the reporters say. He'll just, now you're done.
Yep.
But he won't be able to do that in the debates, and they're all going to be at him.
Yes.
And we're going to see how he does in that situation. But I'll tell you what, the polls, you know, people have to realize what these polls are. They'll take 1,000 people, all right? Now, you know how many people vote? I think it's over 100 million, okay?
Right.
So if you take 1,000 out of 100 million, that means one in every 100,000. That's nothing. That's like going to the Michigan State game where there's 100,000 people in the stadium asking one person who's going to win the game and then making a poll out of that.
That's true. You
know, no, really. You know, polls are not there anymore, to be honest, statistical situations. They are there not to reflect the opinion of the people, but they are there to influence. Not reflect, but influence. You know, and that's what's going on. They're using those polls to say, oh, you know, let's make it look like this guy's over here or this. Because how can you possibly, one in 100,000, how can you possibly use that? You know, I could see there was one in 100, you know, and even then. But one in 100,000? Nah, but you hit it right on the head, Kate. When we see him under pressure, when he can't retreat, when he can't shut somebody down, when they're all talking about him, bringing all this stuff up, you know. And I tell you what, I don't think he's going to have a problem with it because he's going to be un-PC. And that's the difference. You see, we all know he's a liberal. Come on. We all know he's
You know he's friends with Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. But the thing is, Kate, Mitt Romney was a liberal too. But we didn't go out and vote for him. You know why? Because he didn't fight. Because he was PC. Because he would apologize.
Yeah.
But this guy, guess what? He is not PC. And that's what we love. And he doesn't back down. And that's what we love. And he gets knocked down. He gets people boycott him. You know what? He keeps on swinging. He gets up and he keeps on fighting. He doesn't take a step back. What a difference between that and Romney. Okay.
Oh boy!
I mean,
what a difference!
Know.
Yeah,
and that's it.
That was you nailed it. That was the problem with Romney. Yeah, that was the problem with Romney. No question about that, Tomas. You know, I said that before. There was no, you know, this leading up to when you and I were talking about it. He was no way was Romney going to win, and everybody kept insisting that it was a give back to him. All right, we're up against it. Thanks, Tomas. So we want to go out to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
You're not really giving me enough time here, babe.
Oh, come on. You got a couple. Don't waste time complaining you don't have enough time. Let's go. What do you want to say?
Okay, first off, Tomas, you're absolutely right. Okay. Now, God was watching TV, and St. Peter came in and says, what's that burning? He said, oh, my God, shut the oven off. It's Texas.
You're brutal.
Yes, I am. Okay, this little old woman was the sweetest woman you ever saw in your life, but she just had one little faux pas. She was a kleptomaniac. So her husband, being a God-fearing man, turned her into the police. So she was arrested and booked and brought before a judge, and the judge says, all right, lady, you're here on a very serious charge of being a thief. What did you steal? She says, I stole a can of peaches. He says, what did you do with that can of peaches? She says, I ate them. How many pieces of peach were in the can? She said, there were 10 pieces. He says, all right, I'm going to give you a day in jail for every single piece of peach that you stole and ate. Her husband raised his hand. He says, yes, sir. He says, Your Honor, she also stole a can of peas.
I'm stealing that joke. That's a good one.
Okay, I got another one for you. These two guys had survived a shipwreck, and they were out in the ocean. Oh, we got another thing to tell you about shipwrecks. The gold was found today in Florida at a shipwreck of the 1570.
I saw that.
Oh,
yeah.
Beautiful. Okay, here we go. So these guys were in the boat, and they've been out there for about 10 days, and they were thirsty and hot, and oh, it was miserable. And finally, one of them seen a bottle floating, and he got it, and he opened it up, and inside was a piece of paper. It says, you have one wish. And it says, wow, I wish this ocean was beer. And the guy goes, wow, it's all beer. And they start drinking the beer. One of them got up and says, oh, hell, you've done it now. He says, what's wrong? He says, now we got to whiz in the boat.
Perfect way to end this, Dan. You're hilarious. That was great levity. I appreciate it. Love that. Love both of them, actually. Might have to use them. Island Bluffs author...
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Feel it. Feel it today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it because it happens to fast. And it feels so good. It's like you're walking the glass.
Welcome back to America Tonight. A big shout out to all of you in this nooks and crannies. You know what a huge book hound I am. And I have to say, the biggest compliment I can give to any writer when someone's so busy and you're being torn in a lot of directions, you know, we live in the 140-character world. Well, Alan Winter has written a book called Island Bluffs. And I was running off when I got a copy of it. And we're going to give you a chance to win a copy of it. And then the rest of you are going to be out of luck, and it'll be Alan's luck that you're going to have to go out and buy it, because you really will be missing the boat if you don't read it. And I read the entire book on the flight that I had from Dallas to Washington, D.C. I couldn't put it down. I thought I was going to fall asleep on the flight, but thanks to Alan, I read the book, Island Bluffs. It's a great title. Alan Winter, thanks so much for spending some time with us on America Tonight.
It's my pleasure, Kate. Thank you for having me.
And I say Island Bluffs is a great title because, you know, when I didn't know what it was about, I purposely tried to not read anything about it. And it's a town. It's this town that is filled with all kinds of craziness that you don't really know about. Much like some of the towns that I've discovered as a journalist, it's funny the things that pop out. So first of all, this is always intriguing to me. When you sat down and you know, the process is interesting to me, and you knew you had this idea, you had this story, did you come up with the title first and figure, okay, this is the name of this town? How did you derive at Island Bluffs? How did you come up with that?
That's a great question, and actually no one has asked me that yet. That wasn't the working title. I had another title in mind, and which I liked very much. Actually, it was called Barnegat Light, and this is in Barnegat Bay, so I thought it was appropriate. And the title Island Bluffs came to me after I had written the whole book. And I just began to feel there were so many deceptions in this book, so many twists and turns, that I actually wanted a title that also represented the whole book. If I could put the whole book, you talked about 140 characters before, if I could put it in two words, what would be symptomatic of the whole book as not being what it seems to be is to pick a title that isn't what it seems to be.
There you go. And it worked. Yeah, that worked. I love it. So tell us about the main character. I mean, if you just on the surface at first blush, okay, hey, the guy has got to be rolling in the dough, has got to be the top dog because he is a top forensic dentist in New York. You know, and New York is our biggest city, so we understand that. And he's married to a widower, and then we go from there because you automatically assume, oh, you're going to add some child into this or there's going to be some twists. So tell us about that and how you came up with the story and the main character.
Well, a lot of different answers. I'll go as quickly as I can. The character actually comes from my second book, Carly Mason. My second book was about a forensic dentist. I got trained as a forensic dentist at the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology. So I wanted a character that represented that, although this is not a forensic dental book or anything of that nature at all, but I liked the character. I thought she was a cool lady. And I wanted something that would be germane to women, that would resonate, and, you know, giving the plot away, which is really not, you know, a spoiler, you know, it's about a woman who can't conceive. And she's tried everything she can. She's, as you said, married a widower who has a child, which becomes important in terms of the age of the child. And, you know, what length would someone go to have a child? What deal would they make if they had to make a deal with somebody? And I create a Faustian deal with a fertility expert who will help this couple have the child they so desperately want with two major caveats. The first caveat is she's also going to serve as a surrogate mother for another embryo that he's going to implant that has no relationship biologically to the couple. And she has to give this baby up at birth, never to see this baby again. And she has to move within 30 minutes of his clinic, was on the Jersey Shore. And so the question becomes, how desperate is this character? How desperate would anybody be if this was the deal? You get your biological child, but you've got to be a surrogate for someone else. So that's the plot line as it starts.
Wow, and it's interesting because you said something about your training and the character. Is it true that a good writer writes about things they're familiar with?
Absolutely. I think all writers write what they know. And not only that, but there's also something, you know, personal, autobiographical in every story, because you're more comfortable with it. Look, you want believable characters. You want everything to seem real. What seems real is what you know. So it's absolutely a true statement.
So when you put this one together, and we should say, and you mentioned it, you have three other novels, so you've published three novels. When you first set out on this course, did you think you were going to be a writer? Did you think you were going to write novels?
No, not at all. I mean, I was a history major at Rutgers and thought about going into history later on, so I have a lot of history in most of my books. But no, I never wanted to write novels. It wasn't my goal, and then I backed into it. I had a story that plagued me. I couldn't get rid of the story, which became my first novel. And it was about what would happen if someone rang my doorbell one day and said, you brought the wrong child home from the hospital. Here's yours. I want mine back. And I started this in the mid-1980s. People said it would never happen. Obviously, it has been in the news over the last couple of decades. These stories have happened. They just had one about 3 weeks ago in South America of identical twins that were switched at birth. So it's more common than we'd like to believe. Anyway, I needed to purge myself of this story. So one day I decided to write it down, and I was hooked. I loved the process of writing, and I haven't stopped for 30 years.
Wow, so you carried this around since 1980. That's when it started. It's in your head, you're thinking about it, and then boom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's how the first story came out. That was in 1993. And then I've just kept other stories in my head. Part of Island Bluff is a true story. It's based on a German Bund that was in New Jersey during World War II, or actually before World War II. It's about a rogue submarine that defied orders from Berlin. So there's a lot of history that's in that book, as you know. That's all true. I mean, that's not made up. And what I like to do is take things that are true that are relatively unknown or little is known about it by the public and then amplify it into a story and then weave my fiction around it.
I love it. And again, we want to tell everybody the name of Alan Winter's book, of course, is Island Bluffs. So we're familiar with New Jersey. You're familiar with New York and dentistry and a whole bunch of other things. What comes next for you as a history buff and a person who has such incredible, impeccable writing skills to weave these tales? Where do you go next?
The next is a story, again, based on a true story of a young man who fled the Nazis at the beginning of World War II, went to one of the outreaches in Russia, one of the Stan countries, and became a phenomenal art forger. Well, again, true story. And then worked his way back through Europe at the end of World War II, amassed a fortune, and then it's what happened to that later on in life, to his family, to the generations that followed, and there's all kinds of secrets involved and things like that. Again, a lot of intrigue.
And, of course, with the Nazis, we know that because we're seeing that as a big theme that's coming out with art that was stolen and what's happened to families and trying to recover works or works that have been recovered and all that kind of stuff. It's very sad but very interesting to hear the tales of these families, right?
Well, for sure. It's horrible. I mean, Women in Gold is a good example of that. Great movie if people haven't seen it. But this is also, again, true story because people fled. They didn't take the documents. They didn't have their marriage certificates, their birth certificates, their passports. Now they are trying to prove who they are at the end of the war. We don't think about that much. You know, people are without a country, and yet they know where they're from, but they can't prove it. And so here's a story of someone who gives them back their identities, and every once in a while he tweaks a little bit to their advantage to come from another country and then get preference as to where they're going to emigrate. And it's a great story. It really is. I've done a couple of drafts already. Hopefully it'll be ready in about a year's time.
So when you're done a book, when it's a wrap and it's been edited and all of that, it's sort of like giving birth, I would imagine, in a different way. What do you do? Do you have a ritual, a way to go and celebrate it?
No, I start the next one. It closes a chapter, and I'm ready for the next one because this is a passion for me. I really love it. I'm already thinking of the one after the one I just described to you as to begin to piece it together in my head. I don't write that much down. I like to keep the ideas and stories in my head, and my feeling is that if I can keep on remembering the story and not forget it, then it's worthy of me pursuing it later on.
Wow, love it. It was great talking to you, Alan, and pick up the book. Alan Winter, the book is called Island Bluffs. We'll look for the next one. Thanks so much.
Okay, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We ain't got much time. We're just starting now. But I know somehow. Hey, that's a song, man. Someday, baby.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Talking about what else? 2016 and all of the fallout over the latest controversy. Trust me, it'll change. But Huckabee, yep, Mike Huckabee, former Arkansas governor, and what he had to say about the Iran deal, saying basically that the president shoved the Israelis into the oven. Woo! So the president, who was in Kenya and Ethiopia, had this to say directly about Huckabee's comment.
Now, if you're asking me about the politics of Washington and the rhetoric that's taken that takes place there, that doesn't always go great. You know, the particular comments of Mr. Huckabee are, I think, part of just a general pattern that we've seen that would be considered ridiculous if it weren't so sad.
All right, the question becomes to you, has Huckabee gone too far? I mean, you might like Mike Huckabee, and, you know, he was comparing the Iran agreement to the Holocaust, basically. And we understand Israel up in arms over the whole Iran deal, rightfully so, but again, the way he put it. So I'm going to put it out to you. Jump on the phone lines quickly if you want to weigh in. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or you can send me your thoughts, tweet them to me, whatever. AmericaTonight.net, or hit me up on Twitter. Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk. Here also, I'm going to throw this in, too, because Trump is getting a bump in the polls. Now, earlier, Tomas called in and said that when you look at the polls, it's such a small sampling that doesn't really reflect what's going on out there, or is it more about pushing an agenda? I will say this, and we're going to have some pollsters on for this reason. I do think there is something to the polls. Otherwise, nobody's paying big bucks for a poll. I mean, and nobody's hiring someone to do polls if they're crappy. Because who cares? Why would you do that? It would be a waste of money on all sorts of things. But is there something that has flipped with political polling? Is it not as narrow? I mean, you know, is it too needle in the haystackish? So maybe Tomas had a point, or maybe not. Because sometimes the polls, you follow the polls, and a lot of times, 88% of the time, they're right. But what is the sampling size? So here's what, with the bump in the polls that Trump is getting, he's leading the Republican race. He'll be on the stage August 6th, I'm certain of it, for the great debate. Here's what the president had to say about Donald Trump.
In fact, it's been interesting when you look at what's happened with Mr. Trump when he's made some of the remarks that, for example, challenged the heroism of Mr. McCain, somebody who endured torture and conducted himself with exemplary patriotism. The Republican Party is shocked. And yet, that arises out of a culture where, you know, those kinds of outrageous attacks have become far too commonplace and get circulated nonstop.
All right, so there we go. There's Trumpisms, there's Trumpitis, there's the rump of Trump, there's Trump's bump. You know, when we're talking about the polls, it goes on and on. But will he be a factor in the end? Will he be a factor in the end? And again, the reactions to Mike Huckabee, some of you had stuff to say about that. So let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, I knew we could find him, these union guys. All right, so... So here's one from Shiloh, listening to us in Florida. Yo, Kate, love the show. Don't like Mike Huckabee's comments. I think Huckabee's okay. Wouldn't make a good president. But highly inflammatory and a stupid exaggeration to say that this is leading the Israelis and marching them to the door of the oven. So Barack Obama... is not a great president. Not a great president. But he is not leading Jews to ovens. So it's inflammatory and it's an exaggeration. And Huckabee knows better than that. There are other ways to say it. So shame on him for going in that direction in an effort to try to become a soundbite is what I think it is. All right, so here's another comment about this one from Chris, who says, I don't understand all of the flap over Huckabee's comment and his comparisons as he is standing up for the Jews, if you really read in between the lines and listen to what he is saying. I think that he's pretty much saying, listen, the deal was crappy, the president's an idiot, and why don't we just do what happened in the Holocaust? In a loose way, it's what he's saying. My goodness, have we all become so crazy about analyzing everything that anyone says, that when it really is a pro comment for Israelis or Jewish people, we take it and we twist it into something else. Well, you got to decide, is it crossing a line? You know, so if you look at Huckabee is absolutely a friend of the Jewish state. There's no question if you look at his record. But his attempt to go after Obama and link him, weak. I just think it's weak. Just a weak salvo. There's other ways to do that, certainly. And so that's why. When you say anything like what he said, yes, it is going to get traction. Absolutely. All right, here's one from Big Ben, listening to us in Illinois. Kate, 2016 is closer than you think, my dear. Donald Trump is president. Oh, please tell me Barnum and Bailey will not lead this country. It's bad enough we had Obama. Now, do we have to go in a completely opposite direction? Please, America, do not vote for Donald Trump. I know, here's a question. Will Donald Trump stay in the race the whole way through? And it feeds the ego, doesn't it? If he does well, here's the thing. Watch the debate on August 6th. If he's incredible in the debate, has knowledge beyond boundaries, blows us away with the way he dances around everybody else, maybe it's going to be a little bit of a different story with Donald Trump. Otherwise, I would say, doesn't really make sense. Jeb Bush, to me, and I've said this before, I'll say it again. If I'm Jeb Bush, I'm from a huge political family. I'm the former governor of Florida. Oh, this Trump thing has given me a headache. Because no Trump, I'm in the lead. Everybody's telling me how I'm going to be the next president if I'm Jeb Bush. And then this guy comes along. Yeah, I'm not liking it. And it's embarrassing. Because he is not a political person. And is it because we're just so tired of the same old rhetoric? And that's what I think it is. So he is politically incorrect. He does say things that make you cringe sometimes. But he doesn't care. Because he doesn't have to be tethered to anyone to say only the right thing. So he pretty much can say what he wants to say. We live in a free country. We have freedom of speech. So if Trump wants to say something that comes off politically incorrect and it costs him a television show or a sponsor, that's nothing to Donald Trump. But really talking about him as president, he'd have to impress during that debate. And maybe he will. You know what? Maybe he will. All right, how about this one? This one is from Joel in Jackson, Mississippi. Hi, Miss Kate. We in Mississippi enjoy your show. I'm glad you've been to our state. You've talked about that before, and you talked about your brother just coming through Mississippi and enjoying what he saw in Mississippi. We invite you to come down any time. Well, any time, hey, get that Kate on the Road thing going on. Jump on that anyway, because if you go there and you put in your email, you could win a next book tablet. It's very cool. Anyway, it goes on to say, did you see that we had a school district that was fined $7,500 for having an assembly where they started with prayer? Doesn't that seem a little outrageous to you? Yeah, I saw this story because somebody sent me a link to it actually this morning. And this was an assembly where they were honoring people who had done well, high achievers in the school, and they did have a prayer, and they did make them pay $7,500. A student sued as well and got $2,500, so wow, that's a lot of money. Rankin, Mississippi. A U.S. district judge said it defied a prior order banning school prayers before events. And it violated a 2013 court settlement that ordered the district to stop pushing Christianity. So that's what it was. They paid the fine. That's a lot. You know, I don't know, $10,000? Yeah, that's a lot of money. All right, hang with us, everybody.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Baby, you've been starting to lose. Losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck spell has got to hold on you. Spend money's about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All that betray mistakes, the chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's wrong with you.
Joins us for another edition of True or False. Woo! Sweet! Before we do that, I'm going to ask you all, put on your virtual glasses. Should we let Dan in Texas come back on? You know, there is no double dipping on this show. Should we? Let's see. In the count of three, you tell me. I'm going to look right into all of your eyes, thousands of eyes right now that are looking back at me. Again, we have these glasses. So, one, two, three. Shazam, the eyes have it. They say we can go back to Dan in Texas, who has an important tidbit, he says, to throw in. Dan, we are waiting with bated breath.
Yes, I appreciate this. It's a great honor. Okay, I'm going to run it by real quick because I don't want to take up too much of your time. One, Huckabee's right. Israel is under threat by an arch enemy that will not deny the annihilation of Israel as part of the deal that Kerry put together, and Obama. Now, Kerry is, according to John Boutelet, going to win the Nobel Peace Prize, and then after Hillary falters because of the investigations and the email scandal that's all coming down on her right now, is going to launch for president. Also, Al Gore is making rumblings that he wants to run, and he's got the money. That's all from me.
Dan, that'd be crazy. Al Gore, are you kidding me? Gore again? No. Oh, if I'm the Democratic Party, I would never allow that to happen. Too. Hillary, no way she's going down for the emails, buddy. No way. I swear, we'll do that Naked to New Jersey thing. She's going to be the Democratic nominee. No emails are bringing her down. Look at the New York Times dancing around. First we said criminally. No, we made a mistake. No, it's not that. No, they're investigating this. Forget it. It's not happening. There's no way. She can stamp, punch her ticket in right now. There was something, have to be something so heinous that happened for that to change. And yes, on the Huckabee thing, absolutely. I'm the first one to say that. Remember, Ahmadinejad was such an idiot, and then he spoke at Columbia University after he came and looked at what happened, the hole that was left after 9/11. He came over, spoke at Columbia, and then promptly insulted all the Jews because, of course, he's a Holocaust denier, which is ridiculous. And they should have to acknowledge that, but they're not going to. But the way he said the comments, I'm going to say, you know, there is something to the verbal jumping jack. Sometimes, usually I'm always on the other side. I like Huckabee. I do. We're trying to get him on the show. He's a nice, nice guy. If you meet him in person, he really is. He's genuine. I don't think he has a shot at the presidency, but he is a genuine guy. He's authentic. I love authentic people. Man, they stand in a way different light to me when they're authentic, and you know it, and you see it, and no matter what other nonsense is going on. But he bumbled that. He bumbled that. He just did. He did. Absolutely. He bumbled it. Why make hay out of that? Yes, and it's just the way he said it. Not that he talked about it, because lots of people have talked about that. It's just that he said that. And I think there's that pressure. I think there's the band playing us off like we're getting an award. There's that pressure to Trump. How do I get more headlines? What can we say? How do we say it? What do we do differently? Blah, blah, blah. I think that's how that kind of came out that way. But yes, absolutely. The message behind it clearly is one we've all been talking about. Let's move on to true or false. Patrick E., the technical maestro that you catch here on America Tonight on Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays, is with us. Hey, Patrick. Good. Are you ready for some true or false?
I am ready.
All right, how about this one? True or false, the mothership GCN in Eagan, Minnesota, is getting a latte machine that will run 24 hours and your lattes are free.
As much as I'd love that to be true, I'm going to say false for that one.
Ah, how'd you know? Where's Ted Anderson? We got to get him on the horn. All right, so, you know, not true. You're right. How about this one? Taylor Swift, the pop singer icon, will be performing this year before 10 NFL games, really at the halftime of 10 NFL games. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
Good guess, and that was a little bit of a trick, because Taylor Swift is pretty swifty and crafty. But no, that would be false. See, they'd have to pay her some serious bucks, but she would probably really get people excited depending on those performances. So no, it is false. All right, how about this one? Boston has been awarded the 2024 Olympic Games. True or false?
I'm not 100% on this one. I'm going to say false.
Yay! Big story today that they're stepping out of that. They're stepping out of away from the whole thing. It costs a fortune. It's better for Boston. I think they save money. They avoid the headaches because I just don't, what you have to build up for venues and all that other stuff, I don't think it'd be a great deal for Boston. There's the Boston Pride, and it'd be easy to get around, but that was smart. So, very nice. How about this? True or false, a shark was spotted 5 blocks just down the beach from where I was swimming with my nieces and nephews a mere 4 days ago in Ocean City, New Jersey.
Ooh, I'm going to say true for that one.
Ding, ding, ding. True. Yes, indeed, there was a shark 5 blocks down. I walked down the beach with my nieces, and a guy with a fishing pole was bending in half, and I said to the girls, that's a shark. He's going to catch a shark. And he started to reel it in, reeled the shark in, and people on the beach all started to gather. They clapped, took pictures, and then he put the shark back out again, a mere few feet from a woman with 4 young children. My sister-in-law ran out and quickly told them to get out of the water. So, what an incident it could have been. All right, how about this for true or false? Baseball, in an effort to keep up with the sexier young millennial sports like cage fighting, mixed martial arts, couldn't be bigger, fast things, short attention spans, has decided next year that they would mix things up a little bit, and for at least one inning they would use an orange ball, not just the traditional white ball that they use throughout the game. For one inning they would use an orange colored ball. True or false?
I'm going to say false for that one.
Woo! Good for you. You're right. False. Although at one time the Oakland A's were doing that, and they were trying to create a buzz over some marketing strategy. But no, can you imagine? Oh, already it's like hitting a BB. If they turned it orange, the players would freak out over that. Freak out over that. All right, last one. True or false? It was announced today that LaGuardia, a place that I have flown into many times in New York City, it's one of 3 airports there, named for a former mayor from a long, long time ago, is getting a facelift. Is getting a big, big facelift. True or false?
I want to say true for this one.
True. It's getting a facelift. Very good. It's getting a facelift because it's 1 million years old, and also they're changing the name from LaGuardia. They're changing the name, which it has some people really upset, including Andrew Cuomo, who's an excited, says it's un-American. I mean, because he was a very giving, popular mayor, whether someone was a Democrat or Republican, somehow, he had everybody liking him. And some people don't want to see that name change, but this is what happens. Facelift, different money, that kind of thing, and it will be renamed. More importantly, it gets redone in the areas where it needs to be redone, so that's a good thing if you fly into LaGuardia. We should have a name. Name that airport. Send it to the New Yorkers. We have a better name for you. Here's our name. I have a few in mind. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.